specials. Because you don't have the Tisbe Chamishim Yom, the Grafta Mincha Chadashu Hashem, you don't have the Omer, you don't have the whole thing. So I think you have to say that there are two Kedushas Hayoms in Shavuos. There's one Kedushas Hayom of Issa Malacha. That's the same with all the Yom Tov. But there's another Kedushas Hayom of the Mincha Chadasha that's Kavua by the Tisbu Chamishim Yom, and that's why it's an Amar.
Right.
In Amar you have the Kedushas Hayom. So therefore, as Mana said, we don't have that traditional.
Well, that Kedushas Yom is lacking all Yom Tov. You don't have the
Kabbalah. Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying, sure, there's a special Kedushas Yom of the Mincha Chadash, which dates from the Yom.
Without the
Suri,
you don't have that.
Without the
Suri, I understand, but there are special, I mean, the Parshas Amor as opposed to Pinchas, you have Kedushas Hayom of the Chag of all Karbanos. Every Yom Tov has a special Karban.
So,
and we're lacking those as well, so they're always lacking.
You're not just saying that it's lack of the Kavanah. You're saying that it's a Kavias. No. On every Yantif, it's one Kedusha, which produces the Chiyav Karban. Here you're saying it's a separate Kedusha completely.
Right.
Okay,
but the
Bible.
No, in other words.
Yeah, this is then from the Yantif.
In Yom Kippurim, in Amor, so, in Yom Kippurim, it's from Achrimos. It's a different Kedusha. Kedusha is a Yom from Achrimos, which you don't have in Bismans anymore. You don't have Kedusha, you don't have Kedusha, Amigdash. But, yeah, but the point is that I'm saying that over here, with regard to the Tisbe Chamishim Yom, that brings about the Kedushas Hayom of the... in other Kabbanis, you don't have anything that brings it about besides the Kedushas Kabbanis. Over here, you have a mechanism that puts it into play, and that mechanism is the Tisbe Chamishim Yom.
According to the Rambam, you have it, though, right?
I forget about the Rambam. I was asking you, not according to the Rambam.
Okay.
So not according to the Rambam, you don't have the mechanism to create the Kedushas Hayom. That's what's different about Shavuos. In Shavuos, there's a mechanism that creates the Kedushas Hayom. In the other Yom Tovim, there's no mechanism. There's just the Kabbanas Hayom, which is part of Kedushas Hayom. Like the Kabbanas Nachrimos on Yom Kippur. But here, there's a special mechanism that dates from the Omer, and it's tied to the Karban Omer, and it's tied to the Ketzir and Ava, and the Sphere is all one thing. And this mechanism initiates the Kedusha Yom of Shavuos, the special Kedusha Yom of Mincha Chadasha. Okay?
Right.
So that Kedusha Yom you don't have. And that's where the others learn.
Besides the Rambam. Did they say?
That's where the others learn. But Rambam apparently learns that what? That Tisbe Chamishim Yom is really to bring about the Kedushas Hayom of Matan Torah.
Right.
The very Kedushas Hayom of Matan Torah. And that's brought about through the
sphere.
Through the sphere.
Right. The Sefer Akula Yahu wants to say that even for the Rambam.
For what?
That they say, because he asks the question, the Har Ketan brings the difference. Is why is the Rambam, if that's really the case, the Rambam wants to be identified with Musafir. So he wants to say, even according to the Rambam, that if you didn't count, you don't bring the Shteilacha. There's a riot from Rashi that you, if you didn't count, you didn't bring the Shteilacha.
That's against the Rambam.
It's against the Rambam that if you don't count, you don't bring the Shteilacha. Let's say it was a Mana Mikdash. They didn't count. They didn't do the sphere.
Oh, I see. Okay. I mean, but if they didn't bring the Karban Omer, that's not market.
If they didn't bring the Karban Omer, because then you could still count. Right. Let's say they don't count. Because there's a Machlokes by Shemitah. If you don't count Shemitahs, do you have Yovel? It's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chama.
Yes, what does it want to say?
It's only the Kedushas are...
That according to the Rambam, if you don't count, you don't have Shuas.
You don't have, no, you don't have the Karban. Or Shtei Lechem.
Or Shtei Lechem.
The Karban Shtei Lechem, right.
Okay.
But that's, I mean, according to...
Isn't that problematic? Because why should it be dependent on that? Because then all counting is for Mount Torah.
What do you mean? He's saying you don't have the Karban of Shtei Lechem.
Right.
Because the Karban of Shtei Lechem is also brought about by the counting.
Right.
The Tishbuch Mishnah Vichem and Chachadah Shel Hashem.
Right.
So according to the Rambam, also, the Kedushas HaYom of the Mincha Chadasha cannot be brought about without the Tishbuch.
I mean, I don't know if you have to, but it's a good question. If it's totally a din in the Kedushas HaYom according to the Rambam of Shavuos, so what does it have to do with why is the Rambam put it into the Nesafim? It has nothing to do with the Karbanos, right?
Why doesn't he put it into the Nesafim?
Yeah, if it was just a lach of being Kaveh Haga Shavuos, so why would the Rambam put it into the Nesafim? It has nothing to do with the Mikdash, it has nothing to do with Karbanos. That was like the main question. Is that like, if that's a
little... What's his main question?
Is why is the Rambam put in, if it has nothing to do with Karbanos or Mikdash, according to the Rambam?
I mean, if it's a separate institution of Sphira.
To be Kaveh the Chag HaShavuos. To be Kaveh Yantav, count Kaveh Yantav. So what does it do with Mikdash and...
Let's see, Rambam, what's wrong? Right. Okay.
So you're saying that according to Ram, it's not really the Kaveh of the Chag?
Now, I don't know if the Mice is Kaveh. I mean, what are we going through these type of things?
Or wasn't it?
Forget about it. And that's a Mincha. It's a Mincha Smirachakir.
So what was the original question from yesterday?
His question was, according to the ones that all Zechel Amigdash, how do you have Chag HaShavuos?
The Yantiv HaShavuos?
Yeah.
And you're saying it has nothing to do with the counts?
I'm saying that there's the Kedushas HaYom of Molacha.
Right, and that has nothing to do with counting.
Right.
And then you're saying there's a Kedushas HaYom of Karban, which does that do anything to do with counting?
Which has to do with the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer.
What does that do with it? Well, so if you didn't count, you still bring the Shtei Lechem.
Yeah, you're only the mice of counting. You don't necessarily need the mice of the institution.
The institution was set up as a relationship to the two Karban house, that's all.
So you're saying it's the institution, not the counting itself. And there was
I don't see what we have to say.
Good.
Because of Mar Yehudai, Zal, demanda lo mani omer bililya kama lo mani vishar lelos perish vishindu inan tmimos av vishar lelusa hechad lo mani meorta mani mimala.
Yeah, so the question is, can you count the daytime? Right?
First night's different.
Oh, yeah, there's one thing we need to find. Machlokas Rishonim about Safa Darbanan.
Right.
So if you say that Safa Darbanan, you're not allowed, the question is whether you're allowed to lend it, put yourself in the Safa Lachatkhila. Right? Mm-hmm. So it depends on how you interpret Safa Darbanan Lakua. If you interpret that also Safa Kivadai, that they said for our Kiyama Mitzvah, you don't need a Safa, so you're allowed to do it. There's no reason to wait. But if you say it's a late Esa Suffolk, like an ordinary case of a late Esa Suffolk, and the only thing is that you're Machria Lakula, so then you can't put yourself in that situation.
What was the first time ever?
That the Esa Suffolk Kivadai. They said that in our institution, you only have to, as long as it's a Suffolk, that's the Chafsa.
Right. And the second one is just Achra, you can make go.
Right. There's a latest of Safa, just like in every Safa, but it's a Hora. So then you shouldn't empty yourself, put yourself in Malkum Safa. But if they just said that all you need is Safa Yom to be Mekai and the Mitzvah, because Safa is Bamba Kula, so then it doesn't matter. That's Shitzatesis.
Right. It's a general question about Sabi Darman.
Well, it seems so. Okay, so what does Rabbi Doigan say? That if you don't count the first night, you can't do it. Of course, you need Tmimos.
Can't even do it that day.
That's right.
You're done for the rest of the count, I guess, right?
That's right. The first night. If you don't count the first night...
You blew it.
You blew it. You can't count the next day. It's gone. Because you need Tmimos. But if you don't count in the middle of night...
You could do it during the day.
You could do it during the day. Okay, what kind of story is that?
Tmimos is a din in the whole count.
Yeah, in the continuum. Right, it's one continuum with component parts. But it has to be about, it has to create the continuum with that song.
Malos?
That's correct. Malos.
So what does the older what? That the rest of the days it doesn't matter.
You're right, you count off the day. You just have to start it.
But the first day it doesn't matter.
Yeah, once you start the count,
then you're like you're saying, you're designating the entire entity as a continuum. The other ones you're just striking it off as component parts.
The other ones you're just striking it off?
Yeah, just identifying them as component parts.
Why do you say when you count the first day, it like qualifies the entire day from its beginning that was counted?
That's not, no, of course, you have to still identify the component parts. You're saying, you're just now saying there's now going to be a continuum of 40 days, 49 days, and you're designating it. You can't designate that later because you're lacking the continuum. The beginning is essential. You have to, otherwise it's lacking.
I just took his deal.
Yeah,
even the last day holds you can count the daytime, right?
Yeah, that doesn't distinguish.
That's strange also.
We need the last day 49th day?
Yeah.
Isn't it better to count the
I don't know. It's always better.
It's always better, but it holds good.
No, to count the daytime here?
Yeah. He only distinguishes between the first day and the rest of the day.
Only the first day.
Right. There are shorts you can count during the day.
Yeah, Vonda's best. We'll put that in there.
Doesn't say you should.
What's this far that you should? Should you just like when you count the day, so now you count to this first day, the day started at Shkia. So like, who cares when you count?
What do you mean?
Who cares when you do the mice of the first day? It's not like, it's like you're counting days. So the day really started, you know, an hour ago at Shkia. So isn't it Tmimos because you counted a full, you counted the day, and it's one entity.
Why only the first day?
No, that's what I'm saying. I understand the thing. It's like, it's not like you're counting like.
So you're saying crush on me. It doesn't make sense. You're saying,
yeah, I don't think it doesn't make sense. Why should the three notes have anything to do with when you start, when you do the mice of counting?
Because you're missing the night. It's a discrete entity which begins on the night of
but
the...
But it's a one entity.
Or is he saying that it's a continuum?
Right.
But the continuum has to begin... At the beginning, it has to begin at the beginning of the first day. If you miss one component in the first day, so then the continuum will begin, and it will be lacking the first half. So what you're doing is you're minimizing the continuum. but after the first day. You're not minimizing the continuum. All you're sacrificing is you didn't count the full day. But as far as the continuum is concerned, it's the same thing.
Right.
The day, as long as you count the day, will be added to the continuum.
It's part of the continuum.
What makes the continuum?
The counting.
Yeah, but you're saying the middle days don't break that continuum, so that's not necessary for there to be a continuum there, right?
Right.
So what's necessary for a continuum?
Right, you think continuity.
Yeah, I mean, continuity by definition means you don't stop. So if
the
continuum isn't broken by the middle days, then what does it mean to have a continuum? What's necessary for a continuum?
Why don't I say if you don't count at nighttime, you're breaking the continuum because you have a night That's okay, I'll give a yom that's not counted.
Right. Yeah. No, but there's a difference.
Make you mitzarif like half a day can represent the full day if it's like, if you already have a count going.
Yeah.
You can't start a count with half a day. It's not going to be tofus the part beforehand.
Why not? If it's able to be tofus the middle of the day.
Why not?
No, I'm saying it'll be toe-faced the whole day. If you already have a count, you can add
each
on.
Day you just
yeah, but why want to be toe-faced in the beginning?
Right, part of the continuum.
Why
want to
be toe-faced in the beginning?
See, it would be toe-faced in the day.
That's why you have a continuum. You have you're to starting set it off. You're starting out. At the beginning, you have a discrete beginning. Each day is just a component part.
So one thing also, the reason he gives us is because it's not tamimos. Really, something seems to be all off in the first day.
Right.
The reason he gives seems to
be a history. Because he'd be the beginning.
He says, because it's not Tamimos. But really, right. Should speak about the first day. That's the reason he should give. That's something that's well, unique about the first day.
Yeah, but the beginning. It's unique like the
first. You have to say that the fact that he holds that it's a, you have to count at nighttime, that shows you that the Maisa Sphera is only at nighttime. The real Maisa Sphera has to be on both Chalkei Hayom. So if you count at nighttime, so it's on both Chalkei Hayom, then it's a true Maisa Sphera. Okay, then it's a true Maisa, that's the Maisa Mitzvah Sphera. Maisa Mitzvah Sphera is only Balayla. Because it's the full Maisa Sphera Sayom. So the full Maisa Sphera Sayom can only take place if you can't both Chalkei Hayom. So that's why the mitzvah is really Balayla. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, why can you count by Yom? Not because you could miss a Chalkei Hayom. The mitzvah of the Maisa Sphera you lost. Because that's a real mitzvah of what? Of Chalkei Hayom. And that's only if you have Laila.
Right.
But if you count in the daytime when it's still that day, you render it Olah L'Minyan.
Right.
Because there's two halachas here. There's the counting of the day, and then there's the continuum. So insofar as the continuum is concerned, if you count in the day, it's Olah L'Minyan. But insofar as the real Maisa HaMitzvah of Sphera, you lost that because the real Maisa HaMitzvah of Sphera is dafka if you count both Chalkei Hayom.
That explains why, if you miss a night, you do it during the day without a bracha.
Right.
Because it's not the Maisa Mitzvah, it's just the continuum.
It's Olah L'Minyan.
That's right.
It's Olah L'Minyan.
You're rendering it as Olah L'Minyan.
Right. But now he says like this. But he says, when can you say it's Olah L'Minyan when you started a minyan? So that's, you must have the first night a full count. Because then you start the continuum, so the second one is going to be Olah L'Minyan. But the first night is the Koveya of Olah L'Minyan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can't just count in the daytime and say it's Olah L'Minyan. There's no Minyan yet.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, that was really good.
Okay, good.
That was nice. That was nice.
How does it square with the reason he gives, though? He says, because that's Tamimos.
Yeah,
that's exactly
what Tamimos means, a continuum.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he's
saying. That's Tamimos. But therefore, it's only
it's
a night.
It's one continuum.
Therefore, it's only a night?
So therefore, you can't start the continuum on the second day. Therefore, you must do a genuine Maisa Sphera.
Right, because it has to be owed to something.
Yeah.
Right, it makes sense.
Oh, so Tamimos does not really reflect.
Well, he means very simply. If you're gonna, since the first night day you're gonna lose, right? So then it's gonna start. You want to start from the second day. It's not Tamimos. Uh-huh.
So Tamimos. So his definition of Tamimos is an established minion with a continuum. It's two ingredients.
The two ingredients is there's the correct Maisa minion. Okay, correct Maisa Minyan, which is to include Laila V'Yom, both Chalkei Hayom, and then there's a halacha from the Losa 49 days. Now, if you, now you can't be all, if you count in the daytime, you're just creating an olam minyan. So it'll come out the first day if you count in the daytime and create an olam minyan, which can't because you have no minyan. So then you'll start the second day at nighttime, so it's not going to be tmeinos.
Go
ahead.
Can you say it one more time?
In other words, the real way to count is the Mysosphere is Lila Vayom. That's the way you really count a day. So if you miss the Lila, you really can't do the mitzvah of counting anymore. Because you can't count the Yom in the proper way. So what does it accomplish if you count? You do the count in the daytime? It accomplishes one thing, that that day is all a minyan to the counting of the 49 days.
I mean, the Mysosphere is accounting the halacha count, so you do it at night. You're supposed to count a little bit.
That's you're supposed to really count properly.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to do it at Balayla.
That explains right. Why the rest of the sphere also has to
do it. So you're going
to
miss
right.
That if you do it by your own,
exactly right.
Because you right. Lost that. But still, what will you have? You'll still have the fact that it's all dominion. But you can't have that the first day. Where's dominion?
That also explains the chachila and the rest of this, the rest of it.
That's correct.
Right. It's not a chachila anymore.
Right. And it explains why you don't do it at night. You don't sure. Do it with that brother during the day.
Right.
Because that's not the mitzvah. And that's it's just the
that's
right. So you have the two components of continuum. And
nice
so Tmimus is qualifying which one of those?
Tmimus is just saying that you need full 49. You can't have 48.
But is Tmimus a halacha in your Maisa sphere, or is it a halacha in what the continuum needs to be?
What the continuum needs to be.
So you say the reason you could count at night in general is not because of Tmimus?
No.
That's where the Maisa sphere is. It's where you count the day.
That's a halacha day.
So this is really halacha. If you miss a day, the count's over. Yeah. Or just the first day, you can miss it by missing the night time.
Yeah. That's what Mario
did. The first day, you could lose the day.
The whole day, even if just by missing the night.
Yeah, because when you count in the daytime, you're only making it all a minion.
Is there any is there any benefit in being all a minion other than
that is who?
Yeah, it's already
done. Ben Yedoygan, okay. And who's next on the list? Rav Haigan. What does he say? Go ahead.
Rav Haizach Cholik V'Omer D'Imishin D'Bay T'Mimos Shachach Be'echar Hayamim Mami Chaser Menem Lufika Huomer Sh'im Lo Safer B'Layla Sofer B'Yom.
Say it again.
Rav Haizach Cholik V'Omer D'Imishin D'Bay T'Mimos Shachach Be'echar Hayamim Mami Chaser Menem.
So, and he didn't help that review that or that again?
Is Chol.
Meaning if you miss.
He's saying if you miss the day completely.
No, he's saying if you miss in the middle of the day, in the middle of the count, if you miss the night time and you count the other day, you should also be no good. Because you don't have Tmimos. If you don't have Tmimos, it's like a lot
of money. But if you die again, why does he always miss a whole day?
If you miss a whole day? Yeah, it's definitely no good.
Yeah.
So what is Rav Haigan adding?
What?
What is Rav Haigan adding?
Oh, I think he's saying that Tmimos is a din in the... You count at every single night. Counting the whole day is the din in Tmimos. The din in Tmimos demands you count every night, every day by night time.
Tmimos?
Tmimos is mechayvi to count every day. You should count the night time because of Tmimos.
If you're going to tell me you have to count the first night at night, then you have to count every night at night.
Right.
Everyone
at night. Right, that's Shavuot Tmimos. You're going to count the night. And therefore, you see that Tmimos is just a key, it's not Makiv. You know, it's not Tmimos, it's not Makiv, so...
I thought he was saying that between the first day and the other days.
Right, he's saying it didn't Tmimos.
Yeah,
what's his whole reason for that, what?
Discreet.
Then even on the first day.
Right.
That's the machlokes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's saying even on the first day. And he's saying that what Rav Hai or what Rav Yudai Gain says that what?
It's applicable. It should be applicable every day.
That you can count in the, every day in the daytime.
Right.
And it'll be all a minion. He does not forget. He does not.
What else are you lacking? See how this discrete unit?
His Amish and the Bites and Emails, if you swear, is that that's why the first day you have to count at night time, because he needs Emails. Shiochach Becher Yemen Nami Chasami. If you forget at night time on the other days, it's also Chasami. How could you make it be Olam Minyan if you need Tmimos of the days? So you didn't count that day, you didn't count the full day.
Right.
In other words, where do you get this idea that counting by Yom is not a real count, but it's Olam Minyan?
Right.
If it's not a real count, it shouldn't work.
So therefore, his final position is what? That why?
That l'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimusa is really to count at nighttime.
Right.
But by Yom is still considered a valid count. Even though you're not counting in the beginning, which is probably derived from something else, but that's not l'chatchila. But Yevid.
And there's no difference between the first day and any day.
That's right.
And would he say you make a bracha during the day too?
Could be.
Well, don't you think it makes sense to say according to him it's discrete units? That's why it makes sense to have half a day?
You mean it's 49?
Well, Taiga.
It's 49 parts.
Right. So
it's not 149. Like
you count half a day, and therefore it's not ideal, but like.
In other words, he's saying that where do you get this Olam Minyan business if you didn't really do a complete count? If you didn't do a complete count, you're going to be chasa v'yom. You can't say if you catch it in the daytime, it's Olam Minyan. Where does that come from? It's only going to be Olam Minyan if you do a full count.
Well, maybe.
So that's why he holds that by Yom is also a count.
Right.
But it's not Bishlei Musa. It's lacking in the Maisa sphere. But it still is considered Sphira Sayom. The Yom is, he's still being Sofer the Yom, but he's lacking in the Maisa and the Maisa sphere. Because the Maisa sphere Bishlei Musa is really Balayla Ubayom.
There's no difference between the first day and the rest of the day. So
that's right.
Exactly. Equivalent.
That's right. That's
right. But he has a different concept of Tamimos, then. Seems like he holds that it's not a continuum of 40 of one entity of 49, but each it's 49 parts.
Who?
Rabbi. That each one is a separate entity.
He's going to be chaser the minyan.
Yeah, then you have to understand what he means by why night is better than the day.
Who means?
If I go, if it's not the real counting, then how can you do it?
He's saying Tmimos. He's saying there's a counting of Tmimos, which means you get both Chok Yom, and there's a counting of the Yom itself.
Right, but it's not Makif.
It's not Makif. He's lacking the key in Tmimos. If I go, at this point, seems to be the more logical position.
I mean, Tmimos is only a din B'chol Yom.
Exactly. You know, it's not so much to look for the machlokas on where Tmimos is. The question is to follow the.
No, but I'm
you
just
gotta follow the questions of the Gainam.
I understand, but Mario Doi explained the concept of Tmimos as the reason why only the first night was lacking.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Why it's lacking
it's
only the first night.
It's beautiful if you accept his premises.
Of Tmimos.
No, not Tmimos.
No, but he's saying Tmimos is only the
he's
first
saying
night.
He's saying there's two types of counting.
Yeah,
he's saying there's one counting which is a count, and there's another counting which is an Olam Minyan. If you accept that premise, it's beautiful. But Rav Haigoyen says, no, I agree that you could say there's two concepts, but he's saying if you're going to say there's a concept of Olam Minyan, it should only be Olam Minyan if you counted it.
But are you saying that
not a separate count of Olam Minyan? What kind of thing is that?